I would encourage everybody to step on out when God calls you to do something. He's got a plan, He's got a way, He'll take care of you, and it's the best plan you'll ever have.
Every person in the body of Christ has an appointed time, place, and special grace from God to do His will in the earth. Learn more on today's Believer's Voice of Victory with Gloria Copeland and Billy Brim, and get a glimpse of God's good plan for your future.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. We're having a good time today. We're talking about our place. Hallelujah. And we're talking about the grace is in our place. So if we're not in our place, we don't get the fullness of our grace.
Yeah. If we're not in our place even here on earth, wherever God sends us, or we don't know our place in the heavenlies, we won't have the fullness.
That's right.
And Gloria was just sharing with me some things. Now, Gloria, look at this top of this page.
All right.
Which I did these several days ago. And we're going to talk about Abraham, and I'm going to emphasize that he saw the city. But look at the first line. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into
a place. Look at that.
Look at that glow.
You know what I'm getting here?
I'm getting goose pimples.
Yeah, that's right.
I am. I'm not kidding you. It's going over my body right now.
When he was called to go out into a place which he should afterwards receive. After what? After he went.
After he obeyed God, it became the promised land.
Glory to God.
Oh my. Abraham, who's the father of our faith, the one we look to and call the father of our faith. And I'm going to tell you right now, if there's anybody at the gate of heaven when you go there, it is not going to be Peter. It's going to be Abraham, the father of our faith. I know a lot of people have been to heaven, and that's truth. But he's the father of our faith.
Glory to God.
Now, he was called to leave Ur of the Chaldees and go over to a place that God didn't even tell him a roadmap.
Look how that's written. He was called to go out into a place.
Absolutely. Now, Gloria she just wrote a little something down here, right, that came to her.
If you are not, there is a time and a place, and a manifestation is there in that place. If you're not in your place, you're not where your manifestation is.
And you, now, and then I said, moed, which means a fixed time, is also a word which means a fixed place. The tent of meeting is translated where Moses met with God. It's called in the Hebrew, okel moed. It's the tent of appointed place.
You meet him
at the appointed time, and you meet him in the
appointed place.
The
time and place.
And so you were talking about when you were led to go to Tulsa.
Yeah, and we didn't have any money. We had two little children. We had an old car. We thought
we'd make
it. You
had debts, didn't you?
And we were in debt. But Ken was impressed to go there and to enroll as a 30-year-old freshman at ORU. And so we did. We had enough money to get up there. We went up there and rented a little project house. Terrible little house. Paint was peeling off the walls. And it was so bad that Ken got his painting equipment, and he got him some and painted it for me. Now, that's, if you know Kenneth, that's really bad because he's not
He'd rather painter. Fly an airplane.
He'd rather. So anyway, we got up there, and he went up to see. He was a commercial pilot. Of course, Brother Roberts flew. He had his own plane. So Ken, as a 30-year-old freshman, went upstairs to the...
Lord told him to go up there.
What is called the Vatican.
Inner Sanctum.
Where you do not go. Students do not go up there. But he didn't look like a student. He was older. And so he went in and he told Ruth Rooks, Brother Roberts' secretary...
She told me this story.
...that he was a commercial pilot and that he had just moved there and he was enrolling in ORU. And he was available if they had anything on the airplane.
Ruth told me.
She
took me out to lunch, Shelley and me. Mm-hmm. And she said, I was really quite flabbergasted because he had broken through and I had let him in. And she felt, she didn't really let him in, but she felt responsible.
Yeah.
And Brother Roberts walked out the door, heard him, and walked out his office door.
Yes. And he told him he was looking for a pilot, asked him what his, you know, what his hours and so on, or his background. And he told him he was looking for a pilot. I mean, just that slick. It just, God just moved him right into this place.
And actually, you know, Ruth told me that Brother Roberts said the Lord told him in his office to hire that young man.
Praise God.
Woo-hoo!
So God makes a way for us.
He does.
In our place. But we, like Ken could have said, well, there's no way, we don't have any money, we're in debt, I've got children, and I've got, you know, my family to feed, and we were in terrible condition to start with. He could have said, there's just no way I could go enroll as a freshman. I'm going to have to keep working. He was qualified, a pilot. I'm going to have to keep working in aviation. I can't just quit. No, he did what he was told, and we all piled in that old car, and we headed to Tulsa. And there it was. It was waiting for us. The place, we were on time. We got in our place. Grace began to operate. We survived just fine.
You went to Brother Hagin's meetings?
And that was the year that Kenneth Hagin, also in Tulsa, had the 10-day seminars for the first time.
It's the first time.
And so not only did Ken go to ORU for a semester, and then he got hired on the airplane to be the pilot, so he was in the last of the great crusades.
With the miracle crusades
of Brother Roberts. And then we got in under Brother Hagin's teaching in those 10-day seminars and learned about faith. See, it was all there. It was all prepared. It was all ready. We could have missed it all by saying, we don't have any money. We've got little children. There's no way we can do this. We'd have missed it.
But there was an appointed time.
It was an appointed time.
And there was an appointed place.
And an appointed place.
And I'm going to tell you something Ken told me one night down at the house. He really knew to do this. He really knew God wanted him to do this, but he didn't see how he could.
Yeah.
And you all were driving. I don't remember all of the story, but there was a bad car wreck.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a miracle that anyone lived
out
of it.
That's true.
And you and John, I think, ended up in the hospital.
Well, John, yeah. He was a baby. His ribs broken.
Yeah. But anyway, Ken, he said, I knew then I had to do it. Now, was it God that made that car wreck?
No. We were out of our place.
They were out of their place. They weren't in obedience. They were giving a place to the devil.
Out of your place, out of your grace.
And the devil knew. He doesn't know everything. This is my opinion. He does not know everything. He cannot read your mind.
No.
But he watches all the time. It calls him in Psalms and it calls him in Philippians, the one who's observing you.
I believe he can see the anointing.
He sees
the
anointing
on somebody.
He's something. I think he sees the anointing, Gloria. He's anti the anointing, anti Christ.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think he sees it. And he was making a last ditch. He saw a place. Oh, this guy's in disobedience. I can get him. And so it wasn't God. People confuse. They say, God did this. God caused this to happen to me to get me to do right. No, he didn't. Nothing bad comes from him.
That's right.
He is come to give life and life more abundantly. That which kills, steals, and destroys comes from Satan.
People want to blame it on God, but it's really our own disobedience that puts us in a place.
And so in our lives, especially in this last day, we need to find out if we're in the right place. And here, the absolute epitome of faith in the whole Bible on man's part is Abraham.
Yeah.
And here it says in Hebrews 11:8, by faith Abraham, when he was called.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Just
that's
like good. Kenneth Copeland was called to go out from Fort Worth, Ur of the Chaldees, into a place, Hamakom, an appointed place, a Moed, an appointed time and an appointed place.
Is it Abraham or another situation in the Scripture in the Old Testament where it says they went to a land unsown?
Oh.
What's that saying?
Same thing.
You're going to a land that don't think's been prepared for you.
Yeah.
We haven't sown there, but now you have to go there.
That's right. It was Israel following him out into a wilderness unsown. And he called that great faith. And he said everything he did for them based on that faith. They followed him into the wilderness, into a land unsown.
Amen. I would encourage everybody to step on out when God calls you to do something. He's got a plan. He's got a way. He'll take care of you. And it's the best plan you'll ever have. Glory to God.
Absolutely.
You don't have any idea what marvelous things are on the other side of that step of faith that you take.
You know, since Brother Hagin told me years ago that people are going to start going to heaven and coming back, especially as we near the day, I read a lot of those accounts. And quite a few of them talk about a book in heaven with your life in it. And God's plan for your life.
Is that right?
And that He went into great, in the council's room of heaven, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost planned a wonderful life for you.
Praise
and
God.
Me.
Oh, we would and never have thought about such a marvelous life.
No.
We didn't have the capacity to even dream it up.
And God, not your wildest dreams.
He was trying all the time to get us into our place, the blessing place.
Maneuvering you.
Maneuvering us.
Remember Brother Hagin prophesied that about Ken?
He prophesied that.
God's been maneuvering you.
Maneuvering you.
Like a ship into a harbor.
Yeah.
Is God maneuvering you?
Glory to God.
Is He talking to you? Are you right now sensing something in your spirit? I believe that as we approach the coming of the Lord, every single one of us are going to need to be in our place. He didn't have any trouble putting the body of Christ, our bodies in the right place. Our fingers don't dangle from our nose. We're in the right place, the parts. And you're going to be in the right place, the right church for you to go to, and the right city for you to live in. But most of all, you need to know your position in the heavenlies, that you are a citizen of heaven, you were born there, and that you are to operate on this earth from that place.
And God won't make you do things.
No.
But He will endeavor to maneuver you and to get you to a place because He wants you to have the blessing.
And He wants to use you.
Yeah.
He really does.
He's got a plan and a great plan.
Yes, He wants to use you. And it's great to be used by God. Praise
the Lord.
Absolutely. So right here on this, I believe God saw us get to page 8 today. And He had that line there for us.
Hallelujah.
That's how technical He is. By faith, Abraham, Hebrews 11, that great faith chapter. This is the Hall of Fame of Faith in this chapter.
This is page 10, all right. Are you
by
10?
Yeah, it's 10. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place.
A place.
Yeah, just
certain
one.
Place.
Certain
place. Certain spot.
Appointed place.
Yeah, appointed
place. Appointed place, appointed time. Which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing where he went.
That was his. It was his inheritance.
But he
God
didn't know
was
it.
Trying to get him to his inheritance. Just like
That's
he was
right.
trying to get us to
trying
our
to
inheritance.
Trying to get him to the promised land.
Yeah.
He's got a promised land
Isn't
for
that
us.
Awesome.
It's pretty awesome, Glo.
It is.
We
it is.
Keep on this. We're liable to get some real revelation
some,
here.
We want to hear from this.
Hebrews 11:9, by faith, he sojourned in the land of promise. Now, sojourn means temporarily dwelled. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles or tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Remember we read about New Jerusalem and about Jerusalem on earth, how God is building them? He's looking for a city. He's a sojourner. That means he just temporarily dwell there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when he left Ur of the
traveling.
When he left Ur of the Chaldees, it was very developed. You can go and check in history and what they've dug up. Such an advanced civilization for the time. He never lived in a house again, a building. He lived in tents. Now, they're pretty nice tents, all right. I've been in some of those out there. They're just, you walk into those tents, some of them, and they've got Persian carpets on the floor, kitchen cabinets.
Hmm.
They let the wind go through. They like that. It's very interesting. But from then on, he lived in only temporary housing because he was looking for a city that had real foundations, more real than Earth's foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
So he was looking for God's city.
He was looking for a city. Heaven is a city. Jerusalem. Well, Jerusalem is a city in heaven. It's a city. And then it talks about Sarah and her faith. And it's talked about a whole lot of others. And it goes down to verse 13. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. They didn't say, I'm a permanent resident. You can see Jacob. They said, how old are you, Jacob, when he was down in Egypt? And he said, well, the days of my sojourning are so much.
Yeah.
But I'm a pilgrim. So we're pilgrims here on the earth. We new creations are pilgrims. They saw by faith this city. They were persuaded of it. They believed it. They embraced it. Like I didn't ever see heavenly Jerusalem. I know people who have, but I believe it. And I have embraced it. And I operate from there every morning in my house. I'll tell you later how I do it.
Good.
And they confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. Heaven is a city.
Seekers.
It's a country. And they plainly declare, I'm not from this earth. I'm from someplace else. I am a citizen of heaven. I'm a stranger on the earth. I'm a pilgrim on the earth. I'm passing through. Just passing through. And truly, if they'd been mindful of whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to return. But now, they desire a better country that is an heavenly. A heavenly country. A heavenly city. And Abraham saw it. Somehow they saw it. Somehow they embraced it and confessed, we're just passing through on our time, but we're really from there.
And the scripture says for us to seek first the kingdom of God.
Yes. And to operate and act
so
as though.
So we're seekers. They sought a country.
They saw
seek
it.
A place, the kingdom
of
God.
We see it too. Well, let's go on and read this verse 16. But now they desire a better country, that is in heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Jesus said, I go and prepare a place for you. Heavenly Jerusalem, I'm preparing a city. Somehow Abraham saw that city by faith. It made God happy for him to tell those people on earth he's just a pilgrim and a stranger. It made God happy for him, for Jacob to say that to Pharaoh, these are the days of my sojournings, I'm a pilgrim. He likes for you and I to think of ourselves. There's an old, horrible, terrible saying, so heavenly minded, no earthly good. I absolutely hate that saying. It is anti-Bible, anti-God.
That's right.
Because
it is untrue.
It is untrue. He is happy that Abraham knew about heaven.
Well, yeah.
He is happy that Moses knew about it. He is happy that Jacob knows about it, and he's happy that you know about it, and that I know about it, and that we are very conscious of our Father. Like Jesus said, it's Father's house. It's Father's house.
Praise
and that
God.
He has prepared a place, a city for us in Father's house. Now, if you go on over to Hebrews 13, same book, we're going to come back to Hebrews 12 tomorrow. You might want to be reading along these lines. But over in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 14, what does it say? Here have we no continuing city.
We're not here to stay.
But we seek one to come. We're supposed to be heavenly minded.
That's right.
We're supposed to be. You know, it's not right doctrine. And you won't, of course, go to hell for believing this. But I think most people really delve into these things. And they have the idea that we're going to come back here and rule and reign from here. We are going to be the overrulers over the earth, but we will still be ruling from Jerusalem. on high. And you will have a mansion there that you don't have to vacate for 7 years. You can travel back and forth. It mentions interplanetary travel from the satellite city down to the earthly city, but that's your headquarters. And we're going to see that more and more when we look at Hebrews 12 tomorrow. We're going to look at other places,
good,
Revelation, that is our place of operation. Here, it's plain as day, plain as a nose on your face. We have no continuing city. I will not be coming back to Branson during the millennium. I might visit it, see what's going on, but here I'm going to have this heavenly body, this glorified body. I won't need my house. I like my house. I live on a lake, but I won't need that house in the millennium. I won't need what that house offers. Somebody might.
It'll be quite outdated.
Yeah, it'll be quite outdated. But we seek one to come. We are seeking that heavenly city, which is in Revelation 21. We're going to see tomorrow that is the home.
Praise God.
That is our home. Sometimes I tell people when I'm preaching about these things, I'm an alien from another planet. I am. I am an ambassador from there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an alien from another planet.
You have a birth certificate.
I have a birth certificate there. I was born there.
Mm-hmm.
I go by the laws from there. I don't go by the laws of the spirit of death.
No.
I go by the laws of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus.
Amen. Yeah.
And I say to Satan, let's say some kind of a symptom comes. That's from the law of sin and death. I don't go by that. I am a citizen of heaven. I'm ruling and reigning you from there.
Amen.
I'm holding the blood on you till you get off my body with that. And I am not going to accept it. I am not going to have it because I'm an alien from another planet.
That's right. Yeah, we're living that way too.
Yeah, we are.
In heavenly
We've been living
places.
That way quite a while now.
Amen. Amen. I never have any symptoms of sickness and disease, and I know you don't either.
Every once in a while, something try to come up.
But you won't. It
but
won't
I
stay.
Don't keep it.
Hallelujah. Jesus has healed me. By His stripes I was healed. Billy was healed. You was healed. And you are healed. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We'll be right back.
This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds I will write them. And their sins and iniquities I will remember no more. When you made Jesus your Lord, He didn't just cover your sins. He put you into right standing with God and recreated you as if sin had never existed. Do you keep thinking of yourself as sin-stained instead of blood-washed? Grace changed you forever. You are now His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. As far as God is concerned, your past is forgotten. Receive the freedom from sin that's yours in Christ Jesus.
The Heaven and Earth Package, teaching resources selected by Dr. Billy Brin, will help you understand God's position regarding Jerusalem and answer your questions about its importance. Hamakom is Hebrew for the place. The two messages on CD about Hamakom will teach you an accurate biblical and historical account of Jerusalem. Knowing God's plan for His chosen people in that place will help you understand His destiny for you in your appointed place. In the DVD set, Billy Brim explains about Jerusalem above and earthly Jerusalem coming together and what your part is as the church. The mini book, Jerusalem Above and Below, gives you the synopsis of Jerusalem's history and importance today so that you can share with others and answer the questions they may have. You will also receive your own copy of the beautiful New Jerusalem artwork by Jewish artist Braka Levi, depicting heavenly and earthly Jerusalem coming together. Allow it to daily remind you to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Learn the truth and be encouraged with the Heaven and Earth Package.
Order the Heaven and Earth Package for only $38.99. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Receive these key resources researched and selected by Billy Brim to give you the biblical insight and understanding you need to help you live blessed and protected in these end times. Prepare and get ready for the coming of the Lord. Be in faith, full of hope, and armed with God's Word and wisdom with the Heaven and Earth Package.
Jesus is coming soon. Be ready for Him. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, we're Billy and I are going to lead you in prayer to receive Him today as your Lord and Savior. He, even before you leave this earth, He's got some days of heaven on earth for you.
Sure.
If you'll get in His plan, but if you stay out of His plan, you miss the blessing.
You're not in the place.
You're not in your place. Mm-mm. You're not in the in your grace. But so we want to help you today. And if you've never taken that step and said, Jesus, I receive you as my Savior, do it today. Just take Him. He'll receive you. I don't care what you've done, what's behind you. You'll be born over again, and you'll be what the Bible calls a new creation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Like a house that's never been before, a tree that's never been before, on the inside of you, you'll be that new creation. So if you want to pray this prayer with us, just pray it after us. Say, Father.
Father.
I receive Jesus.
I receive Jesus.
As my Lord and Savior.
As my Lord and Savior.
I take Him.
I take Him.
I receive Him.
I receive Him.
And I thank You.
And I thank You.
That I am born again.
That I am born again.
A new creature.
A new creature.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ
All
Jesus.
All things passed away.
All things passed away.
All things become new.
All things become
Glory
new.
Glory to God.
Glory
Hallelujah.
To God.
I don't care what you've done or what your record is. I've prayed with serial killers who have been born again, and they're just as precious as the pastor is. Born over again. It's never too late. And if you did that today, we want to send you this book and a brochure on how to study your Bible and reading through the New Testament and Psalms and Proverbs in a year. And we'll send you this book of what happened to you. Now, this is just the beginning of your study. You get in the Bible, you get in a good church that tells you the truth about things, that tells you what belongs to you. And grow up
Amen.
And become strong and mighty. Hallelujah. Get your Bible. Read the Word every day. Take a daily dose of God's medicine. It'll build your faith, give you strength for the days we live in. Billy and I love you. And this is the big thing. Remember this. Jesus is Lord.
Jesus did it all for you. Request your free salvation package today at kcm.org/salvation and learn more about your new life in Christ. Let God's grace abound toward you and live in the blessing. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event.
Man shall live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. We have the spiritual capacity to hear and act on and believe every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
The 2015 Branson Victory Campaign, February 26th through 28th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The 2015 Southwest Believers Convention, June 29th through July 4th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas. The 2015 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 12th through 14th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, go to the KCM website